Have you ever wondered why some women effortlessly captivate extraordinary men despite not fitting conventional beauty standards? The answer lies in understanding a fundamental truth about attraction. It happens primarily in the mind. This isn't about luck or coincidence. It's about mastering specific psychological techniques that create irresistible desire. The most compelling connections form not through physical perfection, but through mental and emotional resonance. When you understand how desire truly works, you unlock a powerful ability to create profound attraction that goes beyond surface-level appeal. This approach has transformed countless relationships by tapping into primal psychological patterns that neuroscience is only beginning to fully comprehend. The remarkable power of directed thought to create emotional bonds between two people. Neediness ranks among men's top relationship complaints and quickly extinguishes interest. The pattern is familiar. A woman meets someone special, surrenders her independence, and watches his interest fade as she becomes increasingly available, canceling plans, abandoning hobbies, sometimes uprooting her entire life. Men are instinctively drawn to the chase, pursuing what's just beyond reach. When you become too available, you remove the very challenge that made you appealing. The solution? Maintain your independence. Continue nurturing friendships, pursuing interests, and building your own story. Be occasionally unavailable because you're genuinely engaged in your own activities. Even in long-term relationships, this healthy separation keeps desire alive. This approach flips the dynamic. He becomes eager for your attention rather than the reverse. Independence isn't about playing games. It's about valuing yourself enough to maintain your identity within a relationship. That authentic self-worth creates an irresistible gravity that pulls him toward you. Pretending to be someone you're not might initially attract a partner, but creates a foundation that inevitably crumbles. Men often complain that after commitment, their seemingly perfect partner transforms. The woman who enjoyed football Sundays and frequent intimacy suddenly reveals different preferences, creating mutual resentment. This bait-and-switch approach is fundamentally unsustainable, like crash dieting against your natural metabolism. You might maintain the facade temporarily, but eventually your authentic self emerges, leaving both partners unsatisfied because the relationship was built on illusion. Kelly pretended to enjoy intimacy, though she actually found it unpleasant. Her marriage deteriorated into avoidance and resentment. In contrast, another couple with sexual incompatibility addressed it honestly from the beginning and found workable compromises that sustained their relationship for decades. The solution is simple. Be authentically yourself from the start. Put your best foot forward, but ensure it's actually your foot. If he doesn't appreciate the real you, your interests, desires, and boundaries, he's not the right partner, regardless of his attractiveness or success. When a man desires you for who you genuinely are, that desire has staying power because it's anchored in reality rather than illusion. When relationships begin, women typically invest significant effort in their appearance, but many abandon these practices once comfortable. This shift sends a powerful message about how you value yourself and your partnership. This isn't about unrealistic beauty standards. It's about continuing to value yourself enough to maintain practices you once considered important. Men rarely leave women who prioritize self-care because these habits reflect fundamental self-respect. Even with limited resources, you can invest in your appearance through regular exercise, basic skincare, and well-fitting clothes. These aren't frivolous indulgences, but investments in your well-being and relationship health. The confidence that comes from feeling your best is magnetic. When you feel good about yourself, that positive energy radiates outward, making you more attractive regardless of physical attributes. Self-care expresses self-worth, forming the foundation for healthy relationships and creating an aura of desirability that others naturally respond to. Men eventually tune out women who constantly criticize, hearing only an indistinct blur. What women consider constructive feedback, men interpret as nagging, creating a cycle where women feel ignored while men feel attacked. Women often develop this critical habit through child rearing, where vigilance keeps children safe. Men typically respond to nagging by deliberately doing the opposite of what's requested. What men rarely admit, they don't typically cheat solely for physical attraction. They leave for women who make them feel valued rather than criticized. The new partner focuses on positive qualities, creating a stark contrast to their previous relationship. Try this. Compliment your partner several times daily. Acknowledge his appearance, efforts, or express gratitude. When addressing issues, frame concerns as requests rather than complaints. I'd love it if you could, instead of you never. Men, like women, want to feel competent and respected. By shifting toward appreciation and gentle guidance, you create an environment where both connection and desire naturally flourish. The most powerful tool for creating desire isn't physical, but mental. Your visualization skills can create an irresistible attraction regardless of your appearance or personality. Thoughts are energy forms that can be directed toward others, creating a bridge between consciousnesses that recipients experience as emotions, sudden thoughts about you, or unexplained desires to connect. Begin by relaxing through deep breathing. Visualize your subject clearly, mentally call their name, then imagine them approaching and looking into your eyes. Touch them intimately using all your senses, engaging fully as if physically present. When done properly, this creates an experience as intense as physical intimacy, often resulting in contact within days. Practice for 5 to 10 minutes daily, especially when you strongly desire connection. Your emotional investment directly impacts results. Your breathing and physical responses should intensify during the exercise. One passionate attempt produces more powerful results than 10 half-hearted ones. For a man to want you intensely, you must not appear desperate to keep him. Consider Marie, whose boyfriend left after she became clingy. The night he broke things off, she humiliated herself by clinging to his leg as he departed. Rather than making him reconsider, this desperate display became his lasting memory. Later, this same man begged when a different woman who projected indifference ended their relationship. In relationships, maintaining a certain poker face prevents others from exploiting your vulnerability. Being cool and confident rather than emotionally volatile creates intrigue and respect. This isn't about suppressing genuine feelings, but managing their expression strategically. This not giving a damn attitude must be authentic. Men detect fakeness instantly. It's about opening yourself to all possibilities rather than fixating on one outcome. What if your true love isn't your ex, but someone waiting while you're obsessing over someone who doesn't appreciate you? Women hold tremendous power in relationships, but often fail to recognize it. By practicing emotional detachment authentically, you create space for genuine connection. When you're truly content within yourself, you become irresistible. The path to creating desire begins with valuing yourself completely. Maintaining independence, presenting your authentic self, practicing self-care, communicating with appreciation rather than criticism, harnessing mental connection, and cultivating healthy detachment creates an irresistible magnetism that naturally draws others to you.